This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Nick, we can do this on the podcast.
Guys, did you know that in Dubai, they don't like the Flintstones? But Abu Dhabi do.
It's bad jokes.
It actually sounds like dad jokes, which is my domain. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Sorry, so this is the podcast and I need to talk to Nick anyway. So basically, there's a radio show in Australia called the Colin and Jackie O Show. They've been on air together for 25 years.
27.
They're 27 years. They're very famous. They're very wealthy on the back of their radio show.
And
27. And big news this morning, Irish time, that the show is officially over. I'm gutted. I'm a Jackie O stan in
particular. I think it's a PR stunt.
It's done. It's done. The contract has been ceased for Jackie O. It's gone.
It's completely done. Wow. 2 weeks ago, there was a...
I heard it, the on-air bit. He was very rude, but he's been ruder at times.
Yeah,
weird place to draw the line,
Yeah.
Well, weird place to let all of that just blow up.
That's what everyone's saying. But actually, when you zoom out, it's the straw that broke the camel's back. It was almost like she was looking for an excuse.
Are you in contact with some people?
No.
Australian. You obviously know
radio
that
people.
You know for sure it's 100% true.
Oh yeah, yeah. Which is...
You just don't get it, Nick. It's a PR stunt. You just don't get it.
You wouldn't get it, man.
You wouldn't get it, man.
You're not Australian.
You're not talent, man, okay? It's a PR stunt.
I know, that's it.
2 weeks ago, there was speculation it was a PR stunt. I would have believed it back then. But no, it's done. And you got to think about it from this perspective. This is how I heard someone put it, and it's the best way that I can think, right? When that show got together 27 years ago, think about that, 27 years ago, the people that they were then is not who they are now. That's a lifetime.
So unrelatable as well.
It's a lifetime, and people change, right? So Jackie's been through divorces, rehabs, children. Kyle's been through whatever he's been through. He's like their interests are not aligned.
Thing that he could die at any moment, doesn't he?
He's extremely unhealthy, but he's on the right track. But Kyle now has gone full right wing politics. He loves Trump. He's all about America.
The thing on the show, it's like his Fatso Club or something. It's very funny.
Oh yeah,
they're trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
He's
so right wing, and he pushes Trump down people's throats.
So they're just where they are in their life. They're no longer eye to eye or aligned. They used to be 27 years ago. They were best mates. They lived in each other's pockets. They were both motivated. They all wanted to be number one, and
they're both
to the top
absolute millionaires. So
yeah, 100%.
And then when you have that, you kind of lose your relatability a bit.
I'd
like to refuse my million quid a year.
That's what I love about you, man. You're so humble. Never kicking down my door looking for more money.
End of an era, man.
It is. As someone who grew up on Australian radio, that was like you looked at them like they were, no word of a lie, they were God.
It's so funny because I've met Australian people and they're like, oh, I fucking hate them.
It's the sort of show you have to
It's Marmite.
Yeah, you have to get it too. The perfect example is Sydney versus Melbourne, right? Mm. So you have the Sydney audience who have had them for 27 years, and Kyle and Jackie O have never, in 27 years, they've never not been number one, ever. And they do 8 surveys a year.
That's nuts.
But think about that, right? So there is obviously something there. It's not like... It's not like, oh, they're no good. Like if you get them, you get them. Number
one for
27
years. And I think with Kyle and Jackie O, you have to stick with them for a while before you fall in. Like even Kyle, you know, you find yourself liking elements of his personality.
You learn to love
exactly.
him because he'll be so aggressively this way, and then the next minute he'll go over here and you're like, oh my God, I don't know how to feel. But also, you know, if you grow up with someone, you have more empathy towards them. You're like, he's just having a moment. I actually know the real person. Whereas you look at the Melbourne audience, who they've just been rammed down their throat for 2 years now, and they can't win in Melbourne. They're not getting any ratings in Melbourne.
Who's Jason Larman?
At the moment, Christian O'Connell is number one in Melbourne, followed by, Jason Lauren.
Nice.
And then Fifi Fev and Nick on the Fox. Wait, okay, this has turned into a real...
But they're not even in the top. They're not even in the
this
top
is like,
four.
If you're still with us, you're a real true radio person, so I appreciate it.
Well, you can't find the fast forward button.
Or the switch off button, yeah.
Oh, it's mad. I can't believe
it's good.
I'm so fan of her. I don't know. They've obviously offered her another show on the schedule. She'll probably say
I don't know what they'll do. The real question is what's going to happen in Sydney. Again, 27 years at number one. This opens up the market. No one has ever been able to...
Get in there.
Yeah, so you have Fitzy and Whipper who have just... They're on Nova in Sydney. They've just left Breakfast after 15 years. They're now the Drive show. I'd say they're spewing because they were like neck and neck. They were
so funny. Australia and Ireland seem to be the two biggest fans of radio
as in the world.
In the world.
Yeah, I think UK.
UK is pretty good.
UK doesn't have the connection to radio as we do have.
Yeah,
it doesn't have the connection to the people. Like, when
I know what you mean.
Yeah. I don't know.
Go on.
What were you going to say, Dave? When you were.
I was just going to say, like, when you talk to other people or other Australians, they're like, you work on the radio. I'm like, yeah, and they're like, radio's huge. And
it's a big deal. It's a huge, and like the way that we treat radio people in Australia, they are celebrities. Like,
yeah, it's mad.
Like, I worked in radio in Australia and it's pretty mind blowing. Like, and the more
celebrity?
The more small town, the bigger.
Of course. Yeah, the bigger you are.
Yeah. Like, I worked in Darwin, which was a town of, I don't know, 500,000-600,000 people.
Jesus.
And I swear to God, I would get papped. I would get quoted in newspapers. Yeah. My mum has like this full book of like laminated things of me from the newspaper. Yeah, like it would be, it was crazy. And then I got a job in Sydney. Nobody knew who I was.
No,
there was a woman who used to slag Nick in the newspaper every week after the crap that he said on the radio.
It was so funny. It was so, she was the entertainment goss journalist in the newspaper.
Way.
And you meet people in the industry. I'd see her at nights out and we'd have a good laugh. But then the next day she'd quote, like, I think one day, I remember one I said was like something about, we're talking about going to the moon. And I think I said, oh, going to the moon would be the coolest thing in the world. Obviously, the moon is not in the world.
Oh, right? That's fine.
But she quoted it. Nick, idiot. Coolest thing in the world, going to the moon.
That's funny.
I was so afraid. I made the paper. I sent it to Mum. I was like, frame this.
That's so funny.
Can I ask you, Nick? You know, it just on the statement from their bosses that said, Mr. Sandilands has been given 14 days to remedy this breach. What does that mean?
So what happened was Jackie has claimed, which is, I mean, it could turn nasty, which is...
It's another shame after
all
that.
It's a shame because, like, you want it to end amicably. You want it to be this, like, thing that lived in a moment in time that was, like, the best radio show of all time and look at it with, like, beautiful eyes, right? But instead now it's going to be tainted because, well, Jackie, I don't know what happened, but, like, she was saying she felt...
I listened to that show. It was the clip. If it's based on that, then...
No, well, I think there was more to it than that because, like we said, the clip wasn't that bad. We've heard worse. So
exactly.
It's the straw that broke the
camel. If it happened on Irish radio, you'd be like, what the fuck? But, like, if you know their show, it's not the worst that's happened at all.
So, and I would back Kyle a little bit. Did you hear how distract... So Jackie has been... She was distracted. She was scrolling on her phone while in the middle of a break, in the middle of a link. And Kyle was frustrated and he was talking to her and she wasn't answering. And then he said something and she was like, you know, when you answer, but you don't know what the person said. And Kyle reacted and he was like, you're not interested. You're not invested in the show. Like, how am I supposed to do the show with you? You're not listening. And it kind of spiraled from there. So I understand his frustration, but at the same time, he shouldn't have done that on the air and he shouldn't have.
I thought, when we listened to that, I was like, oh, Nick would love that. And I was like, no, this is awkward.
It's horrible. Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. Well, no, Nick wouldn't love that.
I think he would.
Oh, you've got to go to the thing. Guys, sorry, you shouldn't have invited me in here. I actually didn't.
We didn't invite you
I didn't
you
come
in
here for this. I come in here to say
you
hi.
You shouldn't have invited me in.
That's so funny. Guys, Kyle and Jackie O, rip. What, like, that's rip. Like, honestly.
I'm going to be reading about that all day.
Hey, go and listen to the Game Changers
Dave
podcast.
And M- yeah. Dave and M&N. That'll be the new one.
Dave and M&N?
Dave and M&N.
Am I the N?
No, M and Nolan. Jackie O, Kyle, I'll be Kyle, Dave.
And M&N.
Jackie O, M&N.
And I'll pay you guys $200 million.
Yes! You heard it here first, folks. Let's go! David Fiona in the morning. Hello there, how are we?
Good morning, what's going
on?
Welcome
going
back, Kim.
Thanks, darling. That's going to be an absolute cracker of a day today.
I didn't know that. That's fantastic because I got up at 2 degrees I got up at 6 and it was 2 degrees. I had to heat up the car again.
It is going to be cold, as in, like, tonight again, I think, is pretty much the same. However, it's still going to go to 9 degrees, but it's just sol.
Okay, that's nice.
It's really
nice. Is that for the day or for the next couple of days?
That's for the whole day today. Tomorrow's fine. Thursday's not great, but then back for the weekend with much more, like today. Just sun, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Happy days.
It's sunny all day today.
We shall take it. Do you, by any chance, would you, sir, be able to predict what I have in my, what would you call this, my briefcase this morning?
It looks like a fancy first aid kit.
Okay, just in case anything
it's
goes
that
wrong
shape,
this morning.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, it's a very definite shape. It's like in a rectangle shape.
It has two pockets, front and back, and it's quite
big. Have you got a laptop in it?
I don't have a laptop in it. This, my darling, I've discovered is the best way to store makeup.
Oh my God, what's it meant to be?
It's meant to be a makeup bag.
Okay.
But I think for people who do
it... So shocking, the makeup bag is the best place to store makeup.
But I think that these ones are meant to be like for mooers or people who have it as a full career who need to bring the whole, like the whole kitchen sink with them when they go off to do a bride or
something.
Right, okay. You know?
What are you doing?
I just like it now.
Oh, you just like it now?
I just like it now. And I have to look nice today because you know who I'm interviewing later for work? Sculpted by Amy.
Is that the TikTok one?
Yes, what do you mean the TikTok one?
Which one's sculpted by Amy?
Amy Connolly.
Oh, I don't know her.
Oh, right.
I know the other one. What's the other one? The makeup by Amy or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Or Kira, makeup by Kira or something like that.
Okay. We're getting lost in translation, but I know...
There's too many influencers, that's why.
There are. So but sculpted by Amy, I use her products and I have to interview her later, so I have to make my makeup really pretty today. So okay. I brought the big bag and all just to be
totally
prepared.
Go completely bare and have her do it?
It's a great shout. That's a great shout. It'd be absolutely lovely for
there
the day.
There you go.
On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
It is, with no surprise to anyone, and I'd say maybe a bit of an eye roll for people going, ah, no way. Again, is it? He's coming back, and so are they, this summer.
Oh my God.
I think we've all kind of lost count of the amount of times that Nile Rodgers and Sheik have been announced to play in Ireland.
Why do they just announce it? Like, why isn't it just why do they announce it? Sorry, is my question. Like, why don't they just presume it's like a residency at this point?
It feels like a bit of a residency. You're
it's
so
the
right.
summer. Nile Rodgers and Sheik could
be somewhere. We'll be somewhere. I'd like to walk you through all of the appearances, if you don't mind, from Nile Rodgers and Sheik in Ireland.
Please.
We'll go way back to the year 2009. Nile Rodgers and Sheik played at Electric Picnic. Hey,
yes.
Cool. Nile Rodgers and Sheik then the following year came back and they played a Tripod in Dublin. Don't know what that is, but they were here.
Tripod is an old club.
Oh, was it? Well, they did two nights there that year, mm-hmm. Do you believe? They then went on and did the Galway Arts Festival 2 years later. They came back. Then they went to Lisard in 2012. It's in Skibbereen. So they checked out a bit of West Cork that time.
Yeah, that's what I kind of do like about them. They go everywhere.
Yeah. They're not just Dublin centric or anything. Then they did Forbidden Fruit in 2013. Now you'd imagine at this point they go, right, we might take a little bit of a break from going to Dublin. Nah, or to Ireland. The following year they came back only a few months after by doing a jazz festival in Cork. They made the most of that trip by spinning up to Galway and just played at the Radisson Hotel because why not? Then while they were here on the back of jazz, they said, do you know what, we'll get a Dublin gig in there as well. They did Vicar Street. They went away then for a few months, came back the following year and did, guess what, Electric Picnic. They went away then for less than a year and came back and did the Ivy Gardens in Dublin.
My God.
Then while they were here, they said, you know, we've spent a lot on flights. We might as well make the most out of it.
Buy a house.
They went down and did the Marquee in Cork. Then they went home. Then they came back in November and did the Big Top in Limerick. They went away and came back the following year and did Live at the Marquee in Cork. They then did Blue Fest in Belfast the same year. Then they came back the following year. This is now only up to 2018.
Oh my God.
Malahide Castle in Dublin. We'll fly through the last few, guys. We're nearly there.
I haven't been to Ireland this much. This is nuts.
They've seen more of the country than I have over the last number of years, absolutely. The Marquee again in 2018. Electric Picnic again 2018. And they did the RDS in December of 2018. They did St. Anne's Park 2019. They did Live at the Marquee in 2022. They did the Three Arena in 2022. They did St. Anne's Park in 2024. They did Malahide Castle back in 2025. They went down to Virgin Media Cork last summer and did a gig there in July, and then they did Electric Picnic last year.
Mother of God.
It's a lot, isn't
That's
it?
That's nuts. They've worked here more than I have.
I think they have as well. They've made more money here than most Irish people have in their own country in
That's
the last number
insane.
Of years.
That's insane.
Why are they so obsessed and why do people love them so much, Callum?
I have no clue.
They don't go to England half as much as they go to Ireland.
No, they have like a residency here.
I don't know what... It's kind of like... It's not, don't go mad at me, but it's kind of like... what's that fella, Croke Park fella?
Ed Sheeran.
Garth Brooks. It's like Garth Brooks. It's like we have such a grow of him. But I don't know if we do have such a grow of him. It's just when the gig is there, people are like, oh, sure, I suppose I'll go to that.
The music's like just an easy bit of crack. I think I saw Noel Rogers and Chic. I think they played like the main stage at Lecter Picnic a few years ago when I was there. But it was in the middle of the day and, you know, you're walking through with your chips and you're like, oh, there they are again. How you like?
Yeah, yeah, how are you? In the white suit, but see, anyway, and the hat.
Yeah, yeah.
There's actually, on Dublin Live, you know, like the website there, they have their own mini site called nilerogers.dublinlive.ie.
No, you're not serious.
It's a whole like kind of full on interview in there, and he's talked about how much he loves playing Dublin and Ireland. It's actually a great read.
He has his own microsite within Dublin Live. Okay, that means he's not going anywhere for quite some time.
I was such an adult yesterday.
Go on.
Because I went to get my teeth cleaned and a checkup without like having to.
You know the way, really weird.
You know the way you have to do that, like if something happens, like say your teeth look black or like you've bad breath and you're like, oh God, I really should. I just did it because.
Look at my calendar for yesterday. I didn't go now, but...
Oh my God. 11:30. Mine was at 11:30.
I was booked in for an 11:30 clean yesterday. Oh, I didn't make it, but I need to reschedule.
Do we have the same dentist?
I was on Angel Street. Where were you?
Oh no, I was on Dame Street.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
That's really weird.
I swear to God, I was meant to... I couldn't make it yesterday.
Did they charge you a deposit by any chance?
No.
So I booked the thing, right? And I was just like, oh yeah, I'll just, you know, I'll go and get my teeth cleaned. Because I was like, oh, it's just one of those things you should do.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you are getting them a PRSI, you may as well just
use
do
it.
Do you mean you may as well use it? And so then she was like, oh yeah, that'll be 50 quid deposit. And we'll give it back to you when you come here. And I was like, 50 quid just to make an appointment? That's nuts.
I don't know what's going on there. So that's not normal.
So then they just, after the appointment yesterday, they just gave me 35 quid.
But like,
obviously,
really
onto my card. It was a bit odd. But I just felt like
the whole idea is that it's the joy of going, I show up and I pay 15 quid.
Only 15 quid, yeah, but no. But
mine
was
going to be a bit spennier yesterday based on the fact that it actually would be my second cleaning this year, not to be a total lick arse.
Oh my God, I was about to say, I'm so good.
I'm like, sorry.
What happened? How come you need to... You're horrible. You need it twice in one year.
My teeth are gross. No, I have a bar at the back of my lower teeth.
Yes, yeah, so do I.
Well, I just thought that it might need a bit more of a clean.
Oh, very good. No, actually, in fairness, my bar has been off the back of my lower teeth for a long time now. It kind of fell off and the orthodontist was like, yeah, you don't need it. It's fine. It's their state.
They know to hang on to it.
Yeah, they're hanging on or whatever. But the glue was still there, so she had to get rid of the glue. That was the toughest part of everything. It was so easy. Now, when I walked in initially, there was a girl. My appointment was at 11:30. I was obviously there at 11:15.
Of course.
Sitting on the couch outside the thing. And then some woman walked in. She was like, hi, I have an appointment. And your owner was like, okay, like what time? And she was like, 11.
Oh.
And I was like, we are just such opposite people.
You're never
15 minutes late and I'm 15 minutes early. If I was 15 minutes late, I'd be sweating. I'd be freaked.
I wouldn't go.
I wouldn't go.
I showed up to get my jabs for Thailand a few weeks ago and they accused me of being late. They said, you were booked in at 11. And I was like, let me find you the booking that you sent me by email.
And was it 11?
No, it was not. They were wrong. And they said, oh, I'm sorry about that. I would never. I would go to Thailand and risk rabies if I thought I was late. I feel like I'm just not going. I couldn't deal with the scolding.
That's funny. But I went and I was just like, so I got called in at bang on 11:30 and she was just like, oh, you know, like come on in and put your coat up there. And I said, yeah, great. And she said, so what's up? What do you need? Or why are you here basically apart from a checkup and whatever? And I was like, well, I'm just, you know, just for a cleaning. And I was like, I'm just to let you know, I'm quite nervous of the dentist. But I didn't say nervous of the dentist. I was so nervous that I said, I'm nervous of all dentists.
Oh.
Kind of like kind of saying your profession scares me. It doesn't. I just don't like being in pain through something in my teeth.
You were also being nice by saying, I'm not scared of you, it's just all you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I was just saying, the dentist in general, like being in the dentist chair, she didn't really get it. She was like, what? And then I was just like, she was like, okay, she did the checkup and she was like, you've beautiful teeth apart from these two that are decaying, but don't worry about them. I was like, I won't. decaying sounds like a totally normal word when talking about something that's in your face. But she was just like, okay, we'll do the cleaning now. And I was like, see, this is the bit now that really scares me.
It gets,
you know,
a bit loud.
With the scraping. And she went, yeah, there's not much we can do about that. And then just started. I was like, oh my God, you're terrifying. Now, she was really, really gentle. But like, she didn't tell me she was going to be gentle.
Yeah, yeah.
She just was kind of like, yeah, shut up. Do you know what I mean? I'm gonna scrape you.
Did you do the panic thing that I do before the dentist and 2 days beforehand start? My God.
Brushing.
And you?
Floss?
Yeah, did you start flossing
no.
2 days ago?
No, no,
did you get
no.
in trouble?
I told her I don't floss and she was just like, what? But she just gave me one of those tiny little brushes to go in between or whatever.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, they're grand, but I can't get them in most of the time.
You have to get the real skinny ones.
You need to get real skinny ones. But anyway, so I said to her, she started the cleaning and she started scraping and she was like, sorry about this now. And I was just kind of jumping every time she'd go near a gum. I'd be like,
yeah. And then she's going to stab a gum.
I was just like halfway through, I was like, can I just apologise? I'm so sorry.
No, you said,
sorry, can I just apologise for that?
Do you know when your tongue gets stuck on the pipe and it starts screaming? What's that? I'm like, what's that noise? And then I just move my tongue an inch and it's just like, oh, it was me.
I'd say you were a joy for her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she loved me, all right.
Do you keep licking your teeth?
Yeah, I know, it's lovely.
Oh, I'm so jealous of
you. She got rid of all the glue at the back of my teeth. Lovely. Lovely. So we got catch to give away, or cash, not catch, cash, to celebrate the return of the iconic Shamrock Shake at McDonald's just in time for Seachtain na Gaeilge and St. Patrick's Day.
Do you know what annoys me about Seachtain na Gaeilge? That it's 2 weeks. Why can't I be clearing it? It's annoying me.
What would be 2 weeks?
Seachtain na. The weeks of the Gaeilge even would do better than a week of
Seachtain na Gaeilge.
Yeah, maybe so. Tosh Ira Sharish, and why not try use a couple of Focal and try the Minty Shamrock Shake in restaurants for a limited time only. We've loads of cash, as Dave said, to give away all this week with McDonald's, and Jodie's on to give it a lash this morning. How are you?
How are you?
You ready to win some cash with McDonald's?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a couple of Focal?
Yeah.
Listen, here's how this is going to work this morning, Jodie. We have a Shamrock Bowl in studio. They're filled with balls and each ball contains a hidden cash value. What we're going to do is put 30 seconds on the clock and you need to answer. You can answer up to 5 questions all about kind of Irish culture or really easy to understand questions as Gaeilge. Now, for each question you get right, you will earn a ball from the Shamrock Bowl. We'll open them all at the end of the 30 seconds and see how much money you've won. Okay, you could win a few bob here. So try and answer as many questions as you can, as quick as you can. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, let's do this thing. On Wiltu Rig. Sha. Hey, Nadoa, 3. St. Patrick's Day falls on what date in March?
17th of March.
What is the name of the house the president lives in?
Octus and New Crown.
Something like that. Name the 3 colours on the Irish flag.
Green, white, and orange.
How would you say thank you in Irish? Thank you in Irish.
Go, Rev.
Go, Rev.
Something like that. Dublin is the capital, but what county would consider themselves the real capital?
Cork.
Yes, just in time. Oh my God. Jodie, you're giving me such anxiety this morning. But you did answer 5 questions at the skin of your teeth correctly. So time to open up each ball and see how much you've won.
All right, here we go.
The first ball, Emma, don't forget to do the maths on this.
Oh, gee.
Is 30.
Wow. Okay.
That's 3-0. The second ball is 30. Lovely. That's 3-0. If my maths is correct, you've won 60 quid so far, Jodie.
Trucker.
And 60?
Shaska.
Shaska, well done. Now, the third ball, or the trucker, Tree Leith Road, is Fiha.
Fiha?
Fiha.
Wowee.
On Leith Road, Cahar.
Yeah.
Is A-Stock Fiha, but not Fiha. 50.
Ooh.
Which is Quaker?
Tommy Stuck.
Okay, and the fifth ball is a Fiha.
Is a Fiha. Okay, so a Turka, Fiha, and whatever 50 is. 150 euro!
Nice one! Unreal, Jodie. Congratulations. What are you going to spend it on? A Shamrock Shake?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, sounds good. Well done, Jodie.
Well done, Jodie. See you later.
Bye.
Talk to you later. You were spot on, Dave. Quaker for 50. I had no idea.
Oh, is it Quaker? I thought it was Quaker.
Still, it probably is in some tense.
Okay. A Quaker, though. That sounds good. And a Shaska. That's a great word.
Shaska's a great word.
Great word.
Fiha is confusing because it sounds like 20.
A Je, a Fiha, a Trucker.
Oh, sorry, Fiha sounds like 50.
So a Je, a Fiha, a Trucker. Jacket? Jacket or something?
God, we're out of school too long.
Quaker, Shaska, and that's Shocto.
Something like that.
Octo.
Something like that.
What's 100?
Couldn't tell you.
Cade.
A Cade, very good. I'm really excited about this Harry Styles Manchester concert special coming to Netflix. I think it's such a good idea, and especially on the back of his Brits performance over the weekend. Have we all watched that 10 times in a row?
I didn't watch it. I've heard a lot of things about it though.
You have to watch
it. I've seen his dancing. He looks very happy.
He's very happy and he's very good. What I didn't like about Harry Styles at the Brits was I get lost in these things, and as a lot of them, like the Brits were happening in Manchester for the first time in years. It was out of London.
Love that.
And as the stars were kind of arriving in a regular looking car park, they walked in, and then it went from like regular car park to like glam, the Brits, the red everywhere, and everyone, literally everyone that arrived, stopped at the top of the steps because that's just what you do, and you take a picture as in I've arrived.
Okay.
They were all doing it, like the big stars as well. Harry got to that step and just said nah. You could see him like talk to the people who were like, Harry, would you just stop here for, and he just went,
I'd love to get to the level of celebrity where I don't want my photo taken even at the biggest awards shows of that month. Like,
I just thought, would you not just stand there for 1 second there now, Harry? Like, he walked on in and he did a proper, he went in and did the red carpet.
But isn't that nuts to have like that level of fame, that level of celebrity where you can go onto that thing and not want a photo for your Instagram? Do you know what I mean? Because you know you'll just find it online somewhere.
Yeah, there'll be some really good photographer who's taken a great one of you.
Yeah, perfect.
You don't need to ask your mum, will you get a picture of your mum?
And you imagine, even if I was Harry Styles, I'd bring Grani with me to the red carpet, like, right, now take a photo. She'd be like, right, you're gorgeous. And then, now, okay, and then another one, and then another.
She'd go up and she'd just like put a bit of spit in her.
Wipe me.
Check your hair. So look, the Netflix show from the Manchester gig that he's doing is going to Netflix on Monday. He heads off on a massive world tour. Obviously, we've talked about that in the show in a little while as well. But the Manchester show was interesting because it's very intimate. Now it makes sense. When it was announced, people were like, why is he doing this? It's for Netflix. I'm now fuming that he charged people. It was like 20 quid a ticket or something. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't need it, Harry. You don't need people's 20 quid. Go in and do your Netflix show.
That was definitely for PR, because at the time was the really expensive gig that was happening. And so he had to be seen to like...
do something. You'd
be like, if this one's only 20, and it's only now it's coming out, it was like, well, it should have been free.
Yeah, because you're going to make millions off this Netflix show.
Did you see they are doing free tickets?
No, this is what I was just about to get to, the neck of them, right? So not only that, he's now sent this email out to particular fans who registered early for the Manchester gigs and weren't lucky enough to get in, where you can go for free to listen only.
What do you mean, not see him?
As in, you won't be able to see
him. Shut your eyes.
But you won't be able to see him because wherever in the venue, or maybe in the back room or out in the street with
you're
a pair
behind
of headphones,
the stage.
Now, I know yous are making fun of this. I do not care. That is exactly what needs to happen. That is exactly what needs to happen in this world. You know the way when there's a Fairview gig and everyone's like hopping over walls to kind of be near Fairview or something like Marley Park or something?
You're given a pair of headphones and you can listen
to it.
Well,
can you not hear it from the stage, no?
Well, I don't know whereabouts they are, but it's audio only.
It's backstage, so you'll be able to hear. You'll be in the same room as him.
Oh.
But it's like, you know, like at the Three Arena, they have like a video wall on the stage. You'll be behind that, so you won't see it.
But like, do you remember Taylor Swift did a gig and like you could get tickets for behind the stage?
That were obstructed view. This is pure. This is saying you will not see the show.
You won't see a thing. You're looking at a black wall. You're looking at the fans around you. You can't see a single thing. But if you want to come, it's free, lads. But you need to register and you can watch the show on Netflix on Monday and actually see me. Otherwise, just come along and stand in the back.
Okay, sorry. My
He's
point
lost me now, to be
I
honest.
Was trying to say was
I
that concerts should let you in near the grounds, around the area, even if you don't have a ticket. Like, that should just be a given.
I know what you mean. Like you said, Taylor Swift at Croke Park and the throngs of people.
And like
outside.
Oasis at Croke Park. Like, Taylor was at the Aviva, but if you put Oasis at Croke Park and put a screen outside,
that'd be class.
That should be allowed. Like,
that's class. And almost, if you want a ticket just purely for numbers, it should be a free ticket into a nearby greenery area or whatever. Guys, we'd solve the world's problems if we had more time.
Honestly.
But anyway, I will give Harry a watch on Monday, but I don't like the way he charged people 20 quid for the gig when he's making millions from Netflix. That's my 2 cents
That's
for the
fair
morning.
Enough.
1038 Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello, with Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are we?
How are you? What's going on?
Did you see that post Billie Eilish put up over the last 24 hours? No.
I did not.
It's getting a lot of people talking and a lot of people now doing the same thing. It's like a new Instagram trend, I suppose. You can now find your first likes is in the first post you ever liked when you joined Instagram. And it's probably a feature that's been there forever, but never really utilised.
Okay.
Well, she shared hers and there were just constantly pictures of a very young looking Justin Bieber at the time.
Really?
He was obsessed. So if you go to your own profile.
Okay.
Click on the top three lines up the top right hand corner.
Top right, yeah.
Yeah, go to your activity.
Okay.
And then from there, you should see likes.
Oh, I do see likes.
And then you can go from oldest to newest.
Oh my God, I'm nervous about what's coming up. It was...
You were really early for me liking your post, by the way.
What do you mean?
As in, I liked some of your posts a long time ago.
Okay.
I went and did this morning.
My first like is of Anna Kendrick.
Oh, what was she at?
She was drawing a cat
on her face.
On her face.
My first like was my friend Avine's photo. And you know Avine now, she's an absolute glam bee online. This was the photo I liked of her.
Show me. Oh my God, it was Halloween, obviously.
She was dressed up as something very scary for Halloween and she wrote, "So I got bored and decided to scare my sister. Never in my life have I heard such a scream. Hashtag, sorry for making you cry. Haha, Halloween."
Haha.
God, things were so much more simple back then.
This was in 2013. Mm. I liked that photo. This is so weird.
I'd say a lot of people were doing similar today.
Turn up Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin.
Tricky 10.
For now though, let's do the tricky 10. Let's try and give away €1,000, shall we? It is Rona who is on to play. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Not too bad. Good. Rona, is your name short for coronavirus?
No, it is not.
Did you have a really...
That was great fun.
Did you
when
have
that
a,
happened.
I was about to say, things were extra tough for you between 2020 and 2022.
When you got it, you were like,
exactly.
I've got herself. Oh. What? I've got Rona. What is Rona short for?
Start calling it the Rona.
Yeah, the Rona. Yeah, yeah. What's Rona short for? Is it, or is it just a full name?
That's the full name.
That's the
no
full name.
No, shortened. That's it.
Interesting.
Yep.
Get the mask on. Rona's arriving.
Rona's here. Very funny. Rona, what's the plan for you for the day?
I just dropped the kids off at crèche. I'm going to go to the gym and then I'm going to start work.
Amazing. Sorry, you're a legend.
Yeah, you've got
Talk
lots going on.
I'll go. You've got more than one child at that age for crèche?
Yes, I've got two. Oh, my eldest is 3.5 and my youngest is 1.5.
Very good.
Girl.
And what's the plan for the gym? What are you going to do? What's the workout?
Legs today.
Legs. I have legs today as well. I'm actually dreading it. I went up the weights there last week and oh my God, I couldn't walk for days.
Oh yeah, fair play to you.
Yeah, but thank you. I am
it's
amazing.
It's good pain though.
It is. It is. As soon, I have it today in like my upper back and I just feel like an amazing person because I'm in pain because I did something yesterday. And Rona, what's work?
I work as an operations manager, so I work from home, which is handy with the kids being
amazing.
So cool.
Unreal.
Nice one. Well, listen, you're already smashing the day at this early hour of the day. Here's how the Tricky 10 works, just in case anyone listening doesn't know. I think you're versed. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock and Dave's going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is going to be a number between 1 and 10 and that answer won't repeat. Now we can only accept your first answer and if you don't know it, it's well worth giving it a guess because you know for sure the answer will be something between 1 and 10. Now if you top the leaderboard on Friday, you'll win the Fuzzy Charge Snooty, but if you get all 10 questions correct this morning, we're going to give you €1,000 on the spot, Rona, and we would absolutely love to do that for you. What would you spend it on?
Well, it's my 10-year anniversary at the end of March, so I'd probably go away.
Oh, very nice.
Nice.
Yeah,
I tell no one. Unfortunately, it's radio, so lots of people will.
Yeah, well,
will hear you. But I wouldn't be telling anyone too close to you now. I just spend it on yourself, not the kids or anything. Cathy, currently top of the leaderboard, scored 4 in 53.68 seconds. It's all to play for, and we wish you the best of luck.
And one question before we do start, Rona. What kind of place do you manage the operations at?
It's an office, so it's an online company.
Okay, very good. That sounds great. All right, Rona, are you ready for the Tricky 10?
Yes.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The word Brazil has how many letters?
5.
Complete the name of the 2018 sci-fi film Ready Player What?
1.
How many teams in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division start with the letter D?
3.
How many Mondays are there in March?
Four.
Olivia Dean won how many Brit Awards at the weekend?
6.
What is 100 divided by 10?
10.
Lucas Graham released a song in 2015 called What Years?
7.
The Apple TV show Severance has aired how many seasons so far?
What have I not said?
Have a guess.
Four?
Inchicore and Dolphin's Barn is in which Dublin postal district?
Nine.
Complete the name of the BBC. Oh, there's your time. Rhoda, how do you think you did?
Not great.
I don't think you did too badly, but I don't fully know because I was just too focused on reading your question.
Excellent question asking, Dave.
Thank you very much, Emma. Said, appreciate it.
All right, Rona, let's see it. Yeah, let's top them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4
Hey, same as Kathy yesterday with a score of 4.
But you only answered 9, in fairness, Rona. So you actually got a higher average.
Now, you're just so pro-Rona this morning, aren't you?
I am.
You've really bonded with Rona.
I love coronavirus.
You started off with a wobble based on, I think, just the panic of the game starting. The word Brazil has how many letters? 6 in Brazil. You said 5.
Yeah.
How many Mondays are there in March? I would have panicked, but then I just thought, what date is it today? And yesterday was Monday. I think March is a long one. You did say 4. The answer is actually 5 Mondays in March this time around, or each and every year would there be?
No.
Is that the same every year?
No, there's no way.
That's not how it falls.
No. Usually only four, but this time it's 5.
Okay. Olivia Dean, she scooped 4 Brits at the weekend. She got the best album, song, artist and pop act. You said 6. Severance has aired 2 seasons so far. I know David Hammond, utterly obsessed
with
Severance.
My favourite show ever.
You said 4. Inchicore and Dolphin's Barn. They're actually in Dublin 8, not 9, but you were very close. And that's kind of how we fared this morning. Not too bad at all.
Wasn't great.
Not bad, Rona. Honestly, it really wasn't bad. Yeah, I know people think it's going to be really, really
easy.
Why
don't you just tell Rona you love her?
But as soon as... love you, but as soon as like questions start getting bombarded at you, it's very difficult to kind of keep it calm.
I like the way you said as well at one point, what haven't I said? You were really trying to kind of work it out as you went.
I have to say, well done on getting the football question correct, because even when Dave read I wrote these questions, when Dave read that I was like,
oh, that's
a really horrible question, so I apologise for that.
It's a good one though,
but you got it right.
Still interesting.
Derry City, Drogheda United and Dundalk. Well
very
done.
Very good.
I absolutely knew that one.
Rona,
thanks so much. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. Bye, bye, bye. All right, we will play again tomorrow. And if you think you can do better, if you think you can get all 10, then give it a go.
Tricky. Or even if you just think you can beat Rona's score.
Or even if you just want to have a different kind of morning or a different kind of commute. 087-711-1038. That's our number. The word tricky will do. Get on tomorrow to play.
Yes, involved.
I'm telling you that. My granny turned 92 a couple of weeks ago. Legend. And
happy birthday, Phyllis.
We were due to go away for a night away in Kilkenny. My sister and I were meant to bring her off. But hey, my sister's got 2 kids. Shouldn't have childcare. Her husband had to go to a stag. You know yourself, that just takes priority.
He had to go to the stag. In fairness, he did have to go to the stag.
Well, he actually did. It was his to-be brother-in-law. We'll give him that. But basically...
Well, is Laura marrying someone else?
No. As in his sister's to-be.
Okay, I'm
his
with
sister's to-be husband. But as a result, we kind of cancelled those plans and decided what we'll do is we'll just have a big sleepover at my granny's house with the kids. And Laura and myself. Now, the kids range from the age of 2. Will is a 2-year-old little lad. Florence is 6. I talk about Florence a lot in the show. My granny at 92. And then myself and my sister in her
30s. A lot of different ages.
So when I arrived down on Friday evening, they had arrived before me. And my granny was waiting at the door, umbrella in hand. Everyone suited and booted, as in, coats on, ready to leave. And I was like, oh, what's the panic? I was wearing just a tracksuit because I was told we were sitting in for the evening. And she was like, we're going out for dinner.
Oh, no.
I said, really, is that a good idea with the 2-year-old? He's probably ready for bed any second now. I said, right, come on, let's go. So we tried 3 restaurants / pub grubs in Waterford. No table for anyone. That shocked and appalled my granny. I thought that people were under pressure for money and the place is absolutely hopping. 6:30 on a Friday evening and you can't even get a table. It's shocking.
It's like, hopping in Waterford City.
Wait till I tell the women, you can't even get a table locally on a Friday at 6:30. The world's gone mad.
I used to live in Waterford for work. Where did you try?
I tried. It was Ardkeen areas.
Ardkeen?
Yeah, the Uluru.
Loco, is it?
Didn't try Loco now, but we tried the Uluru.
Yes.
We tried the Cove.
I don't know that one.
Across the road from the Uluru.
Okay.
And then we called Jeff's.
Yes.
And no table available in Jeff's.
Oh my God.
So, you know that chipper up the road from there? We got a Humdinger's.
Oh yeah.
And we brought it home and that was our Friday chilling with food situation.
My God. I think Loco's gone. Sorry, we're just having Waterford chats.
Sorry,
if you
guys
don't know Waterford, you know, maybe turn off.
It's just Waterford chat. No, we ended up sitting in and it was lovely and the kids were having a ball. We were all having a ball. Everyone was running around. It was kind of wild at times. Will had a meltdown at one point wanting to go home. You know, yourself, Laura, was like starting to pack up being like, I'm going to have to bring them home. Then there was tears because I don't want to go home. You know, just
from sleep you
over, guys. Yeah, that was me. But I was thrilled because I thought I was sleeping on the floor downstairs because there's one spare room.
Uh-huh.
But during the 2-year-old's meltdown, he said, I only want to sleep with Emma.
Oh my God. You're very popular.
And I just realized that to myself going, well, if he keeps this up, it means I have a bed.
Yeah, that's true.
This is great. So, in fact, he did keep it up. I did have to go to bed a little bit early now to keep him happy. But to say that poor Laura was on the floor and I was in the bed because the 2-year-old only wanted me.
Nice.
Yeah, and he's some man to kick you.
And did you just do like ghost stories or anything?
No, we just had a chat and then he was told, like, under no uncertain terms, he is not allowed to watch Cars on YouTube. And please, Auntie Emma, just 5 minutes. I was like, don't tell your mother. And we watched some Cars on YouTube. Do you know what he's into now? Is like people playing with cars.
Oh, watching people.
That's what he likes. Yeah, total brain rot stuff. Anyway, I decided to sit down with my granny and my niece Florence and ask them the same questions and get different perspectives on some things. Now, Florence kind of froze up and got a bit panicked, which surprised me when the phone came out. But I asked them both what their favourite song is.
Killer.
Killer by Kingfisher.
Yes.
Killer by Killer.
Why do you like that song so much?
I like the lyrics.
Okay, Granny, what's your favourite song?
Oh, I like the country and western. I Love You Because is my favourite.
I love you for the way you never doubt me.
Oh my God.
But most of all, I love you because you're you.
What memories does that song bring back to you?
Oh Lord, I don't remember. I wouldn't be telling you anyway.
Good woman,
I think
Phyllis.
That was her love song with my granddad back in the day. I asked them both what they think love is.
Oh my
What's
God.
Love, Florence.
Love.
What? What is love? Too hard?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll ask Granny. What's love?
She's so long since I was a local. You definitely love your family more than anybody else in this world. And you love being alive at this stage, I tell you that much. Uh-huh. You love being able to get up every day and get out and do whatever you want to do and drive the car. And lovely. So that's love enough for me. That keeps me going.
What has happened to this show? That is the worst question ever asked on this show.
What is love? Well, I asked what their favourite dinner is and it wasn't that exciting. And then I asked what makes you happy and it was equally kind of cheesy, Dave. So I didn't think you'd like that either. So
but you thought I'd like the love one.
Yeah, well, I got more out of it. Florence really froze up on me here. And then I asked, what's the best thing about a sleepover?
Yeah.
What's the best thing about having a sleepover with all of us, Granny?
Oh, it's a lovely surprise. It's a lovely. We should do it more often. Topsy-turvy, but it was great.
She's such a lovely speaker, Phyllis.
Isn't she? She
speaks
voice. Really well.
Really yeah. Nice voice.
For a lot of people, this is the time of year where you're put under a little bit of extra pressure because you might have to be going into work this morning knowing you're getting a bit of a review from your manager.
Why is that like a thing around this time?
I don't know, to be honest. I suppose we're just towards the end of the first quarter, get a few bits done.
I see how your first queue has gone.
I suppose people have settled in again after Christmas. We are talking about the annual performance review.
Dun, dun, dun.
I remember when I worked in Tesco before I got into radio, I had one of these as well. They're pretty like synonymous around any place of work that you have. You have a sit down with your manager. You kind of say, how are you think you've done this year? Your manager then says, oh, I agree with you. Oh, there's a bit of space for work.
Yeah, they take the pep out of your step if you give yourself. And then you go in going, I'm too scared to say that I think I'm doing great in case you like pull the rug from under me and say, well, you're actually useless.
Oh, lads, yous are really bad at this. You gotta fake it till you make it. So when you go in and they say, so how do you think you do? You go, I've literally been the most amazing employee ever. Then they go, well, have you seen, do you remember this? And you just go, no, that didn't happen. You're wrong. You're remembering that wrong. And then you go, that was actually Callum that did that.
Ah. And then you go, oh, the pain in me back from carrying this show.
Yeah. You know? And then luckily our boss is more ADHD than I am, so you just have to be like, isn't that mad shiny thing over there?
So looking at our kind of performance review questions, they're all a bit boring. It's like, have this person engaged in delivering all key objectives? Have they initiated and creative ideas? Boring!
Boring!
Boring! So on the show this morning, we're flipping the performance review around. On 087 711 1038 this morning, just message me the word review and I will send you a link very soon to the first ever fully charged performance review.
Sorry now!
This is not fair.
This is awful. Not only do we have this ourselves with our boss, you're now putting it out to the people to review me and Dave.
This is where you listening can now review this show.
Is this your way of trying to understand if people want me and Dave to bother continuing on until Fiona gets back?
Not at all. It's performance review time. So send me the word review on WhatsApp right now to 087 711 1038. The review only takes 3 minutes. AI has worked it out and it said it'll only take you 3 minutes to fill in. And when you're done, send a screenshot of it, send it back, and I will put you into a prize draw on Friday. So someone who's done the performance review for the guys will win a prize.
Can you give us an idea of the questions?
Yes, so I'm going to give you the questions. And like, this is like spitballing. If you want to add another question in, we've got a little bit of time before I send this.
Do you prefer them over Graham and Nathan?
So what I've done is I've split it into three categories. Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Oh my God, no.
Who's your favourite? The person who gets the least votes is kicked off.
In the Emma category, with one being not enough and 10 being too much, how much do you think Emma talks about her dog?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Fair enough.
What would you like to see Emma do this year? Another boxing match, get more tattoos, look after more dogs, or other?
Other.
And what are three or four words you would use to describe this employee?
That's fantastic.
God.
Fantastic.
For Dave, I have done, with one not being enough and 10 being too much, how often do you think Dave throws a tantrum? question for number five. With one being substandard and five being excellent, rate Dave's recent performances on the girly quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. That's grand.
And what are three or four words you would use to describe this employee?
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Just use three words. Don't go abroad with the four.
Fiona, with one being not great and 10 being excellent, how is this team member integrated into the fully charged team?
Yes.
Hey.
After getting married and having a baby.
Considering she's gone to have a baby. Yeah,
after getting married and having a baby in the last 6 months, what else could Fiona achieve during her time?
Honestly, if she doesn't come back and just sit in that chair for 2 years, I'd be so mad. What else does she... She'll have another kid now or something.
And then what are three or four words you would describe this employee? Now, I've added a section about me. There's just one question.
How great are you?
With one being very annoying and 10 being not annoying, how do you find my laugh in the background?
Yeah. Oh, very
how
good.
Do you find the English accent on the radio?
And then there's a general section of who is your favourite team member?
No! I would.
I would recommend Fully Charged to a friend. I've won cinema passes in the last 12 months. And any other comments.
Oh my God, Callum, so this is excellent.
This 14... my favourite teen member is so mean.
You can select more than one.
This is like on Love Island when they find out who the favourite couple is and they get real smug for a while.
Yeah, you'll probably win.
No, I won't.
You absolutely will.
So if you message me the word review right now to 087 711 1038, I will send you the link back. We'll come back to this on Friday. This time on Friday morning, I'll gather the results. Make sure when it's done, you'll get like a confirmation screen at the end saying that you've done it. Send that back as a screenshot. We'll put you into a draw on Friday to win a small prize.
This is funny because back in the day, a lot of people in radio, when we were, like, say, when we first started the show, only kind of the rest of the team got reviews, whether it's presenters didn't, and Emma was like, we want a review, and I was like, shut up, Emma. No, we don't.
I know, I'm
and now you're fuming. Now you're like, oh my God, we have a performance review, and it's worse. The bosses at least have to go by HR compliance. The bloody listeners don't.
You can say, and you can be like, get her off, I'm sick of listening to her. For you listening though, if there is any other question that you'd like to be included in it, do say that now, because Callum's going to, before you send it out to everyone.
I'll send the link out at 9 o'clock. So if you've got any more questions, throw it in. But don't forget, it has to be done by 8 a.m. This Friday, because then we'll go through the results at this time
and
on Friday morning.
If you can also put in how much you think we should be on, that would be great.
No, because they'll say a fiver.
You are worth money.
We have to listen to you. Okay, review in a WhatsApp now, please. Any other questions to add into the mix as well, go for it, even if they're mad and quirky. 087-711-1038. And guys, be kind. Be kind.
Go in on Fiona. She's not here.
Be honest. That's all I'll say. Honesty is the best policy.
Mm-hmm. You won't be hearing Callum's laugh for a long time.
Do you remember a couple of months ago, we did a thing on the show where we basically talked about the fact that on the north side, the Dublin postal districts are even, and yes. on the south side, they're all, or sorry, even, and on the north side, they're all odd.
Odd numbers and even numbers,
yeah. So like Finglas is 11, and you know what I mean? Smithfield is like 7 or something. Mm-hmm. So that's north side, they're odd. And then south side is even.
That so blew my mind. I never knew, and lots of people didn't know either.
Yeah, so you're like Ratmines on 6 and like Ballsbridge in 4, mm-hmm. those kind of things. So south side is even, whatever. I found out something interesting yesterday that I think people will be just as shocked at.
Okay.
And it's about this song. Dirty old town. Dirty old town. Dirty old town.
Yes.
It's a dirty old town. What town is that song about?
Well, I mean, it's obviously Dublin, like it's the Pogues, so I always thought it was just about just Dublin being Dublin, no.
That song was not written about Dublin.
For God's sake.
That song was written about Salford in the United Kingdom.
What?
Isn't that nuts? Okay, so, backstory. The Brits were on over the weekend. One of my favourite...
I thought you meant like the Brits were on it again over the weekend.
The Brits were on over the weekend, yeah. The award show. One of my favourite creators was there, Angry Gin. She yes. won I'm a Celebrity this year, right? Or last year. And he was asked, what's this for? Because he's from Salford. Mm-hmm. And he's from like the Manchester area, which is... Salford is just beside Manchester. And he was asked, what's your favourite song that's come out of Manchester?
Mm.
Ever. And he said, oh, can I say Dirty Old Town even though it's about Salford? And I was like, what is he talking about? And all the comments were like, it's about Dublin. And then I went and Googled it and then I was like, no, it's not. And then some of the rest of the comments were like, no, it's about Salford. So I know maybe no one else finds this interesting, but I do. Ewan McCall, which I'm pretty sure is Kirsty McCall's father,
okay,
wrote it about who grew up in Salford. The gasworks croft mentioned in the lyrics refers to an area near the old gasworks by the River Irwell. I am as shocked and appalled as you are.
To be honest, I'm a bit disappointed. It doesn't
so am
have
I.
The same kick to it now anymore if but it's not about Dublin.
The Dubliners obviously and the Pogues sing it, but it's not about Dublin.
But hey, maybe it's why they're saying it's dirty, because it's not Irish.
Maybe.
Maybe they would never say something so negative about Dublin City.
But anyway, there's my fun fact for you for this morning. The song... Dirty Old Town. Dirty Old Town. Is not about Dublin.
And that honestly has changed everything.
It has changed my life.
Mm-hmm. Producer Callum has set up a performance review, a fully charged performance review for all the team members, myself, Dave, Fiona. Not only one question about Callum, which isn't that bad. And basically, you've messaging the word review to fill out this particular review. And God knows what's going to happen to us on the back of what you say. Review in a WhatsApp if you want it sent to you. Callum, some respondents coming back already.
Yeah, the early responses are coming in. I have to tell you that it doesn't really take too long. It even tells me how long the average time it is that people are taking out to fill out this form. 1:30.
Okay.
Real quick. People are powering through it. So yeah, review in a WhatsApp to 0877111038. I'll send you the link. You screenshot it back. And on Friday, someone will win a prize. The responses in so far, people are saying... one of the questions for Dave, what are 3 or 4 words that you would use to describe this employee? Funny in a defensive way, a baby, grumpy, brother.
Oh, that's nice.
Funny in a defensive way.
Yeah. So and your favourite member of Fully Charged so far? Emma's taken the lead.
Oh, I knew you would. I knew you would.
So review in a WhatsApp now, to 0877111038.
You should never have included that.
Make these too serious, because if the bosses listen to them, next week you could have Jamie and Faye here, all right? And that wouldn't be fun for anyone, okay? So just make sure and leave us a nice review.
What?
The one that for you, Emma. She carries the show.
Ah.
Oh, come on. This is not fair. That's an absolute lie, but thanks. Appreciate you. This is not good, man. This is not good.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the results on this on Friday.
God, review in a WhatsApp 087-711-1038. Let's go. With David Fiona in the morning. Hello. How are you?
Hi, what's going on?
All right, you listening, Dave and producer Callum, I want you to imagine the scene. It's Saturday afternoon, you're at a lovely park in a place called Dunmore East in Waterford. It's really nice. You say the dog's been in the car for 3 hours this morning. Let him off the lead. There's no one around. He'll be fine. Grant. He starts legging it around, being a crazy one-year-old dog, and does lengths and lengths, and you imagine tires himself out.
Is that dog only 1 year old? I feel like you've been talking about it for 7 years.
He's just turned one, yeah. But then... Go tubbing. You spot a lady and a dog walking in the distance. You say, sugar, get the dog. You go, no, wait a second. Fair game. Her dog's off lead. Fine. That's immediately a relaxer when you see that the person coming towards you, that their dog is also off the lead, then you're like, we're equals here. That's fine. Your dog's off a lead. Whereas if I see someone coming and their dog is on a lead, I would immediately put Seamus back on his lead. So that's grand. We kind of start walking in the same direction.
What was that half-arsed response, Kyle?
Get the dog back.
Get the dog back. Okay.
We're kind of walking in the direction. Like, she's walking towards us. We're walking towards her. Fine. Seamus is kind of hanging around, doing a bit of sniffing in the hedges, kind of in and out by us. And as we get really close, he goes over to say hello to her dog. She loses it. And she says, get your dog away from my dog. So we start going, oh, okay, no bother, what about Seamus? Start calling Seamus, whatever. But then she gets more and more irate and goes, get control of your animal.
Ooh.
And we're like, whoa. So we start going, Seamus. But the more we kind of start getting animated, he like thinks we're playing,
obviously.
So he's like running from me to Jack, but we'd always do this game with him in the garden where like, you kind of go to chase somebody, runs off. Do you know, like, so he thinks that's what's going on. No, to say, lads, she screamed the village of Dunmore East. She was obviously very nervous of him. He wasn't genuinely doing anything. And I understand, like, you could be going, ah, Emma, no, you should have been able to get him on a lead. But her dog was off a lead.
But was she in control of her dog?
Yes.
Okay, I'm starting to see who might be in the right here.
What would you have done? What would you have said to this lady? Because I couldn't say a word. I just couldn't. I was like, I think I'm
would have just said he's just going over to say hello. He won't bite or anything.
Yeah, well, Jack did go like, he's only saying hello. She was like, you have no control over that animal. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I don't think you should be ashamed. I do think you should have some sort of control. And if you call him, you should be able to come back.
He does come, but then he runs off again.
Right. Yeah. Now,
I think fair game if your dog's off lead.
Okay. I disagree, but that's okay. I still love it.
You think I should be ashamed of myself?
No, I absolutely don't think you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah,
I understand that you know your dog.
Yeah.
You understand your dog's intentions.
Mm.
The woman does not.
Mm.
And she has control of her dog. If she calls her, the dog will come back.
Mm.
Whereas you are clearly going, Seamus, and he's going, ha, this is gas.
Mm. I would have just turned around and go,
Just to totally.
Yeah,
friend.
Yeah, just
to
crazy.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
And Tuesdays are worthwhile because of Top 10 Tuesday. I know.
I do love it.
Tuesdays just typically aren't really the best day of the week, are they? But definitely this has put a pep in our step each and every Tuesday since this began.
It is Top 10 Tuesday. It's the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Last week, we did the first 10 letters in the phonetic alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun one. We've also done like the most busy dart stations and loads more. Emma and Dave, this morning, it's a left of centre one and I think you're going to enjoy it. It's another one where I've had to prepare a bonus question because
Ooh.
I think you might fill out the top 10.
Wow.
You have such high hopes
every
for
time
us,
you
then.
Say I that, know, we don't.
And then you absolutely do appalling and you get like 3. So Emma and Dave, I am going to give you 3 lives each and you take it in turns to complete my top 10 list. You get a point for each correct answer and you lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. If you can't fill out the whole 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 087-711-1038 and there'll be some cinema passes up for grabs.
Lovely.
Are you ready for today's topic?
Please.
Can we flip our seat or sheet
you
now?
You can.
Sir?
It's a fun one. This week, I am looking for the name of the singer and the 9 women's names in the 1999 hit Mambo No. 5.
Yay!
Is there 10 of them?
So there's 9 women's names and then...
nine women's.
Well, 9 women's names. Obviously, it's not Top 9 Tuesday. So to fill out the top 10, I'm looking for the name of the singer to complete the top 10, basically.
Okay.
So there's 9
Mambo
women's names in the song Mambo No. 5. I need all 9 of those names and the 10th one will be the name of the singer. And this morning, we will start with David Hammond.
Okay. So can I give you the singer?
Yeah, you might as well get it out there.
As in the singer of the song?
Yeah.
Lou Bega,
that's number 10. Well done.
Lovely.
1 point on the board.
Okay, perfect. I move on then. Would that be number 9 then, Callum?
It's number 10.
Neil Sheehan Shaw.
Because there's 9 there's 9 women.
Oh yeah.
So the women are number 1 to
gotcha.
9
yeah.
And the singer is number 10.
Gotcha, Lou Bega. Okay, that's locked in. Well done, Dave. You smashed that. Okay, all right, I'll start with... Monica, please.
Monica is number 5.
Oh, wow.
Monica.
Just like that.
All right, I'll go for Erica.
Erica is number 6.
Erica.
Well done, Dave. And then we're in Tina.
Tina is number 7.
Lovely.
Tina. I'll go for Rita.
Rita. Number 4.
Oh. Okay, bit of Sandra in the sun, please.
Sandra is number 3. Sandra.
I'll go for Jessica.
Jessica is number 9. Oof. Oh, look, you're flying through this. There's only 3 to get. We are looking for the name of the singer and the 9 women's names in the 1999 hit Mambo Number 5. 1 and 2 are blank. Number 3 is Sandra. Number 4 is Rita. 5 is Monica. 6 is Erica. 7 is Tina. 8 is blank. 9 is Jessica. And the singer, making up the top 10, number 10, Lou Bega.
Okay, after this, I know I'm out. Because I just know this verse where there's so many of them. So I'm going to say Mary.
Yeah.
Mary is number 8.
Yeah. Mary. Now, this is what's confusing me because, right, this is no spoilers to do this.
Yeah.
A little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am. So, like,
a little bit of you makes me
yeah,
your man.
Yeah. You isn't a name.
So this is where, because I played this in the office with the guys in the office yesterday.
Did people get stuck here?
People got stuck here because they are the names in the song in the chorus, but there's a couple of names that feature in the pre-chorus that people don't think about.
Okay. What is, so how does the song start?
So,
is Mambo number 5? And what's the first like lyrics?
Up and down, no, move it all around. Put your hand to the front, put your hand
to the side.
Take one step left, and
two
one
steps
step
right.
Put
the hands in the sky.
First, and clap your hands twice. And if you move like this, and then I'm on again. That's the pre-chorus, though. Is it like
I like Sandra and Marta and Martha?
Martha, not on the list.
Oh.
But that's your first life loss. You're 4
I'm
each.
And we're only 2. Many guys, yours just what to do. What's that bit go like? Just what to do. Oh my God.
This is
there,
so annoying.
I can't think of the name. I'm just thinking pre-chorus.
Go again. Go sing it to me.
Wendy! Wendy always knows just what to do. Or is that a remix for Bug Builder?
It's from the remix.
Oh, it's. From the Bob
because,
the Builder
because
remix.
When you were doing that bit, I didn't want to put it out because you were singing like Rolly, and that is also from
Bob. Oh my God, there's a Bob the Builder remix of Mambo Number 5.
So that was funny. My bonus question, tell me the name of the TV show
that
remixed it, because I thought that you might get this.
That is nuts,
but clearly you're out here. Are you out?
I'm out. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on the Bob the Builder remix.
I'll get the Bob the Builder remix for the next little bit.
But
this morning we are looking for the name of the singer and the 9 women's names in the 1999 hit Mambo Number 5. So we've got Sandra, we've got Rita, we've got Monica, we've got Erica, we've Tina, we've Mary, and we've Jessica.
Sorry, the fact we got that is so good.
That's very good. Yeah. And then number 10, the singer Lou Bega. So we are missing 2 women's names from the song Mambo Number 5.
And
again,
are you sure it's not Wendy?
It's not Wendy.
Wendy seems like the kind of name that would be in it.
Bob the Builder. Again, we've got Sandra, Rita, Monica, Erica, Tina, Mary, Jessica. What are the 2 that the guys are missing? 0877111038. And we've got some cinema passes.
Who are these women?
Grabs.
That is driving me nuts now, but that is excellent. Get in touch. Give it a guess. And as Callum said there, you could win your way to the cinema.
It's
just
one of
the
Mambo. Number 5
is the other women's.
Benson Boone and Mr. Electric Blue on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Mad that he was in Coppers the other day, wasn't it?
What do you mean he was in Coppers the other day?
He was in Coppers because he was at my mate's a sales rep for Google, and they had this like kind of thing on, like a Google-a-thon or something, and they flew Benson Boone over, and then he went on a night out to Coppers.
No, he didn't.
I swear, that's actually what happened.
Who shifted Benson Boone and Coppers?
0877111038.
Listen, right now, we are in the middle of Top 10 Tuesday. Producer Callum has given us a topic, and myself and Dave did all right. We got 8 out of 10 in the topic, but we are officially stuck.
Yes, so you have to fill out the top 10 of what you think in my topic is. We are looking for the name of the singer and the 9 women's names in the 1999 hit Mambo Number 5. The guys were stuck with question number 1 and 2, then got 3 to 10. Sandra, Rita, Monica, Erica, Tina, Mary, Jessica, and the singer was Lou Bega.
Okay, on to give us a hand here, because obviously, like, I still can't think of a single other woman's name.
I can't wait to be able to sing it, like to know it and to be able to sing it.
Yeah,
it's
for once
be a
and
fantastic
for all.
Feeling.
Hello, Tammy, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad.
We are stuck. We're looking for the name of the singer and then the nine women's names in Mambo Number 5 from way back when. We did all right, didn't we? We got like 7.
Right.
Yeah, you actually did really well.
Well, we're missing 2, Tammy. Can you tell? Is Tammy an answer? Maybe Tammy's one of the names.
No.
Go on, give us finish that list for us.
Angela and Pamela.
Oh! I still don't Angela. Come to me. The placing of it doesn't even come to me.
Angela, number one.
Angela. Yes.
And Sandra. And Rita. And what's the other one? Pamela.
Pamela.
Let's check.
Pamela. Oh my God.
You did it.
Tammy, that was excellent.
Well done.
So, so good. Congratulations.
So as he's kind of launching into the chorus, he goes, Angela, Pamela,
Sandra, and Rita.
Yeah. And then he mentions those, and then Sandra and Rita come up again. In the actual
chorus, like it's repeated or whatever. Yeah. Unreal. Excellent. Well, look, you've won yourself a pair of IMC Cinema passes. Well done. We'll be singing that all day today.
Thanks, Tammy.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. You too.
Bye. As Top 10 Tuesdays go, this is one of my favorites. This is the pre-chorus where we couldn't get those two names. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita.
And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter.
Oh.
So good.
Such a tune.
And
Callum.
And then they kind of come back again in the chorus, but some of them aren't featured. So before we completed the top 10 there, Emma was trying to fill it out. And then she was getting confused because there is a version of Mambo Number 5 that was done in 2002 by Bob the Builder. And you were saying like a little bit of Wendy and everything like that. So in this song, they replace the women's names with like tools. So like timber and things like that.
Yeah.
It is so funny.
What a throwback. A little bit of timber and a soul. A little bit of fixing, that's for sure.
I don't remember this at all. And I loved Bob the Builder. That's so weird.
I was 9, so I was probably still.
That is gas. You notice every single name on the list ends with an A, bar Mary. Angela, Pamela, Sandra, Rita, Monica, Erica, Tina, Jessica, Lou Bega.
I can only imagine the crack in the clubs in 1999 when the song came on. You're like, but my name's Monica.
Yeah, I'm in
the song.
I'm one of Lou Bega's women.
You're only Emily. You're not special at all.
Okay. Conspiracy theory movie.
Love it.
Or movie.
Corner.
Soundtrack. Yeah, corner. So, Jim Carrey, I want to talk about him. Obviously, if you don't know, this is kind of a huge story online. It's a little bit old. It's only a couple of days old. But more and more people are kind of starting to talk about it recently. So I said, right, even though it happened a couple of days ago, I'm still going to bring it to the show.
Absolutely.
Jim Carrey, you may know him from The Grinch. The Grinch.
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty. The Truman Show.
I love Bruce Almighty.
Jim Carrey. Fantastic actor. He has randomly become the subject of a full-on internet conspiracy after showing up at the César Awards in Paris to accept an honorary Lifetime Achievement Award. So photos and videos from the night started circulating. Some people online started saying that he looked different. And basically we're pointing out his face and his hair and his overall vibe was different.
Can I say something?
What?
I saw the photos of him and I was so disappointed because I just thought, that's not Jim Carrey. He does look like he has a completely different face. And I thought to myself, if that's from work that he's had done, I'm so sad. He had such a lovely, charming face and it's hidden.
Interesting that you say that's not Jim Carrey, because things escalated to the point where everyone is starting to say it was a clone. Or a body double. Now, here is Jim Carrey accepting the award.
Comment il t'aime mon français?
Presque médiocre, no? Pardonnez-moi, je ne parle pas que mon français.
I'm totally on board. This is a conspiracy theory and it wasn't him, because he's trying to divert attention from it not being him, because he's speaking deliberately in French that he will already sound different to the regular Jim Carrey's voice.
I've never seen a conspiracy theory that's more suited to Emma.
Oh,
I'm just for the whole of this time, I'm just going to be like, whoever believed this is thick.
Okay, Grant, sign me up.
I can't even understand what he's saying there. Obviously, I do know now because I translated it, but at the time I didn't. And it sounds exactly... That is Jim Carrey. That's his voice. That's what he sounds like. Translated, apparently, he says in the clip, how was my French? Almost mediocre, right? Forgive me, I don't speak French, but I'm just learning it. My tongue is tired. very Jim Carrey-esque thing to say.
Anyone impersonating him could say the same thing. Jim Carrey didn't want to be there for whatever reason. So
one tweet from the night said, sorry, but there's a 0% chance that it's actually Jim Carrey. I'm not saying it's a clone or some dumb Illuminati stuff, but for some reason he's clearly using a body double to stand in for him. There's no plastic surgery that changes your eyes. Now, if you don't know, the Illuminati is a group of people that conspiracy theorists believe control Hollywood and the elite, or the elite are in the Illuminati. The theory's been around for a while. Jim Carrey was on Jimmy Kimmel, the chat show, in 2014, talking about the Illuminati. During the interview, Jim started making exaggerated triangle hand gestures, which is basically the common symbol of
the Illuminati,
yeah. The conspiracy theorists use. Jimmy Kimmel asked him what the symbol was that he was making.
What is it?
Come on, Jimmy. For years now, talk show hosts, people on television, people in sitcoms have been hired by the government to throw you off the track, to distract you, to make you laugh and stuff like that, make you happy and docile so you don't know what's really going on.
Now, he kind of went on to do this whole skit of his phone was ringing and he had to pick up and he was like, I'm sorry, Jimmy, I won't say anymore, a type of vibe.
Right.
It was the whole thing was very clearly a joke and people were like, no, he's woken up, man, he's woken up. So he delivered the bit, it was a bit overdramatic, it was fun, the audience laughed, Jimmy Kimmel played along. But after he obviously got a bit of plastic surgery, people now think he's not Jim Carrey anymore. Another few comments after he appeared at the César Awards in Paris, he spoke out and they made him disappear.
Oh.
If I was cloned, this is exactly what you were saying, Emma, it would be harder for you to recognise my clone if he spoke in a different language. No wonder this guy talked in French.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up watching Jim. I can promise you and most of his fans who follow his work that that's definitely not him and he would act completely different if he won an award. If it got even more chaotic when some illusionist and drag artist Alexis Stone started sharing content showing how convincingly he can transform into celebrities using prosthetics.
Okay.
Some viewers took that as proof of something weird is going on, even though there's obviously no evidence. But in reality, the organisers and Jim Carrey's team confirmed it was actually Jim Carrey in person. The whole thing basically just, obviously, social media went mental.
Do you not think, looking at him, that that's not him, though?
No, I 100% think it looks like he got a bit of plastic surgery.
But not just a bit of plastic surgery. Lots of people get a bit of plastic surgery and still look like themselves.
Yeah, but maybe it was
like
a botched job.
But God, it's a bad
botched job. Do you remember when Zac Efron got the bad botched job a couple of years ago?
Yeah, but he still looked like Zac Efron. I'd still know him.
Carrey at that César Award looked more like Jim Carrey of old than Zac Efron looked like Zac Efron of old when that happened.
I don't know. It's so funny how you interpret things differently. But to me, that was a...
If I met him in the street, I'd be like, there's Jim Carrey.
I wouldn't know him. That was his face. I'm looking at a picture from him from a long time ago now, but look at his lovely face.
Yeah.
Before.
But that was 30 years ago.
What is this?
Yeah. But like, it's so clearly him. He's got a bit of cheek work done. He's got a bit of Botox.
That ain't Jim Carrey, man. That ain't Jim Carrey.
In the same way that it's not, what, Kylie Jenner, Kim K? Like, it's the same. It's just a bit of plastic surgery.
People look better with plastic surgery.
But it's obviously a botched job. Mm. Or maybe it's old. What happens with the...
Look, I mean, I get my Botox and I know I'm just so fabulous with it, but you still...
Yeah, but when
know
you come
me.
In the next day, I don't be like, Jesus, who is that? That's not Emma.
Well, that's exactly why, because it is me.
Well, he needs to go to Avian and Blondet then, doesn't he? Get him yourself to, what is it, Caldora? Get yourself to Caldora there, Jim.
Yeah, he'd do better.
Do a much better job on you.
He just doesn't look great. Anyway, I believe the conspiracy theorist.
My God.
Tyler and Chanel on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Imagine.
Love her.
Imagine just if we were ever in this position that at this time, 10 to 10, we were playing Tyler and I said, Dave, would you believe Tyler's on the way in? We're doing an interview with her at 10. What would you do?
Prep.
Would you be okay? Like, would you handle yourself well?
I am basically a married man, Emma.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking
about. What if she wore her sand dress in?
I would say, Tyler, how are you? This is a place of work. Please carry yourself as such.
Yeah, would you drape your hoodie across her shoulders?
I have never
been more
loved
offended.
My girlfriend more. But yeah, if that does want to happen, that's fine with me.